Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Are we willing to do the Father's will? Are we learning to hear His voice? Initiative is a key to hearing His voice, but it takes practice. Let's listen in as the family discusses some ideas about how to walk with God.
We are entering into the time of the fruits of His visitation, of a new level of willingness to pursue Him, to follow Him, to know Him where He is. I have a new energy, a new spiritual drive. The exciting thing is that it's new, and it is more than I've ever had before.
What's being impressed upon me is you look to the Lord every day saying, Lord, what do you have for this day? A lot of times He doesn't give me answers of, you know, what do I do next in my day? Because He wants faith and an initiative out of me. Mm-hmm. And also a trust that He is leading and guiding my day. I think if you had that crutch, I'll call it, where you're always asking, what do I do next? How do you grow in maturity from there? You don't, because you're always limping along, waiting for the next direction. And that's not the way a relationship goes. That's very oppressive and restraining. But the Father wants us to know that He's with us, and He'll guide us. If we go on the wrong way, was that scripture say, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, when you turn to the right or to the left. That's kind of a scriptural way to say He's just going to let you know if you're off on some alley, blind alley or something. And it really gives you a freedom and a greater initiative, I think, just knowing that He's with you. You don't have to figure things out. Trust what He's put in your heart.
The initiative is huge. We need to be able to take initiative, and we have to know that it's okay first. We have to train ourselves to know that. And you have to do this and do it and do it and do it, because eventually the Lord will show you. You take an initiative, He may not say anything. He just wants to find out if you're going to keep going. And so you take an initiative and you listen. I mean, my God, you listen. You hope to hear. Faith comes by hearing, right? We know that scripture. And hearing by the word. Well, where does that word come from? We hear something. You read something in the scripture. You hear a message from somebody, and you take an initiative based on what is said, because you're trying to hear. And you're also listening to the five-year-old, like we've talked about before. You're listening. Who's speaking? Is the Lord speaking via another voice that we're not familiar with? Or is He speaking in my head? You know what I'm saying? There are so many avenues and ways that the Lord can speak to us, and we have to be trained to hear. My sheep know my voice. And so when we're attuned, then it's easy. Oh, that's what the Lord is saying. That's what it is, you know. And if it's something on a huge deal, you know, like He really doesn't care if you go out and buy a red car or blue car, you know, that's your choice. It doesn't matter. But if you're going to get married to somebody, you're going to talk about relationships like we've talked about several times, then it would be really nice to have some confirmation or at least some direction on how to proceed, you know, to find out if that's a good thing or not. But it's still your initiative. You take the initiative to throw it out there.
Well, you know what you're saying, Alan and Ron, about initiative. Initiative and willingness seem to be very much the same. John 7:17 says, if any man will do His will, he shall know the teaching, whether it be of God. And what is the trigger to hearing that? What is the trigger to comprehending that? What's the trigger of comprehension? And the trigger is initiative, willingness. You appropriate that from God, and that's a door opener. The things that you do not initiate, or you do not have a willingness to do, they come harder. And that's what I'm feeling the excitement about, is triggering that comprehension of what he is saying, mm-hmm. what he is doing, what you're saying, what we hear as a living word from those around us is triggered because of what he did for us as an impartation.
The one thing that happens is God cannot work with a parked car. If we're not moving, God can't direct, because you're just standing there doing nothing. But as you start moving out, that's when the Lord is going to start giving you that revelation. You know, it may come through a voice you hear. It may come through one of your people that you know in your church. And that's very important, that you listen, that you hear.
We're all hitting on something, and that is, you'll hear and see as much of God is already in you to do his will. And that comes through an impartation from the Lord himself, and an appropriation and an openness in our hearts to receive it. I believe in an impartation that comes from God through his word, and it usually comes through human vessels to us. Mm-hmm. And so everything we're saying, our ability to see what God's doing only comes through our willingness to do his will first. And to the depth that we have that will wrought in us, he'll open more things up and show us more things. And the less we have of it, the less we see and hear.
That's absolutely right, Ron, because the willingness I'm talking about is born out of the gift that he gave you. He gave you a free will, and you realize you have that free will, and you are responsible for executing that free will or using that free will. We're talking about the gift that God gave that we give back to him. The will that he gave us, a free will. That's the foundation of our worship. Our worship is based upon we're exercising our free will and returning the gift that he gave us to him.
We're being trained to hear the voice of the Lord and to know what is the voice of the Lord and what's not. What's from the Lord, what isn't. And the Lord deals with us as children. He allows us to come up and to fail. We don't find the voice of the Lord. We think it's one thing, and we try it, and the Lord goes, nope. You know, we don't stop trying. We don't stop reaching into the Lord. The Lord doesn't stop pushing us to get into his presence, to know his voice, to know his word, to know what he's speaking when he's not speaking. And I think as we mature, as we grow in the Lord, we come to know that. We have the willingness to do his will. And because of that, the Lord trains us and shows us what his word is and how to move in that word and how to function before him as we mature. I know I do much better with it now than when I was younger. I know of the voice of the Lord much better now. You know, I practice, I try, and I see, I think this is the way that the Lord's leading me. I feel like this is the way the Lord's leading me. Mm-hmm. Or he gives me indication one way or another. And that's the way we learn.
Yeah.
That's the way we learn.
Another side that I want to bring out is when the Lord was walking on the planet, he was moved many times by compassion.
Right.
And so I think that stems from knowing the heart of the Father. Knowing the John 3:16 we've talked about before, where God so loved the world. And if you know that and you have his heart in it, then Jesus was moved by compassion. So should we be, to meet a need that we see. We just step out and do it because we're so wanting to do his will, and we're so wanting to take the initiative to do his will. Sooner or later, we're going to start seeing things happen once again the way, you know, Jesus said, we're going to walk in more than he did.
Right.
So we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and I wanted to key off of that. and also what Debbie was saying, because what I'm hearing is it's an everyday walk and it's an everyday exercise, and you don't jump the Grand Canyon. It's an everyday thing. Every day you're seeking Him, whether it's in prayer, whether it's in the Word, whether it's in worship, however it manifests for you. Every single day, you're exercising your spirit towards the Lord. And that's how you grow. That's the only way you grow. And so there's no instant sons of God or instant prophets or whatever. That's not happening. God takes you step by step, line upon line. And there is an initiative. If you're sitting in your easy chair and you're watching TV all day and expect to be a prophet or expect to be a man of God, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But if you're disciplining your time and you're prioritizing your time and you're crunching your time down, if you've got to work 8 hours and you're trying to get that 8 hours down to 6 hours, so you've got 2 hours to spend with the Lord, if that's your heart and your drive, then you're going to be a man of God, because then your heart, your spirit is towards the Lord. And you're exercising that, and you're growing in it every day. And yeah, you have your good days and you have your bad days. And some days, you know, you don't spend as much time with the Lord as you think you should or would, or, but you just get back up the next day and you go after it again.
What Deb said and what you're saying reminds me of a parable about the rich young ruler who went to Christ and said, "I've kept all the commandments from my youth up. And I've done all these things. What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And he says, "Take all you have, sell it, give it to the poor, come follow me." And it's the scripture says that he cried bitterly because he was not willing. He was not willing to give that up. And he lacked the initiative to do it again, to go one more step. God, in his love for us, and he's drawing us, he's asking us, "Here, I've given you a free will. I've given you the initiative. Now you've got to do it." Mm-hmm. Now you've got to stick with it. And it comes from being persistent, as Deb said about, "I heard his word. I heard his voice. I'm going to hear it clearer tomorrow. I'm going to grow in this thing."
Well, family, I think we've learned today that having a heart set to do his will is a key in our walk with him. We've seen that we must exercise our spirits daily to listen and hear the voice of the Lord.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.